You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning and welcome to What's the Difference with Gina Della. I'm your host, and of course, I'm here along with Ross, my co-host. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Gina.
And I want to just talk about Greg for a minute. He is exceptionally cute. He's putting his face in his hands right now.
He got a haircut today.
He got a haircut. He's exceptionally cute with his outfit. Very cute. I told him that if I were his age, which I'm pretty sure I'm twice his age, I would definitely flirt with him. But then Austin Jean Della was in here, and then I realized Austin wouldn't be born.
And he left really quick.
Austin left very fast. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, oh my gosh, I didn't know you could turn so red, Greg. Someday we will be streaming and you will see him. We are very excited. I've been waiting for this episode to happen, and we met with Sean Murphy, one of my mentors, a couple.
Yep.
I can't even keep it straight anymore because I don't even know what I ate for dinner last night. Today, we are bringing on John Noel, Lieutenant Colonel John Noel, who has made the most impact in my entire career. And he gets very shy when I say that. I don't even understand why.
Yeah, and you always talk about John. You really do. And I was a very positive light. I think the interesting thing is the personality between like the two people that are your mentors, between John and Sean. They're very different and they bring different things that definitely helped you in your career and your path and the things that you wanted to achieve. So I think it's going to be a good show.
That's a great point, because when I was in, I think it was winter business meetings in California for Pella, when I asked Lieutenant Colonel John Noel if he would do this for us and come on our show, at first he was totally taken aback, and wait to hear what he was the Lieutenant Colonel of, everybody. I'll let him tell his story. But he's the one who brought up such a great point that I've had two mentors in my career here at Pella.
Yep.
And how different their personalities are. And I'm like, see, you're a genius. There you go again.
Exactly. You kind of need that, right? You need a well-rounded. What do you always say? It takes so many people to fix people.
Oh, I always say it takes a village.
It takes a village, right? It takes a lot of different personalities and different strengths of different people to really help guide you and make you better, right? And they may not all be mentors. They just may be people that are in your life that are just helping you get better on the things that you need to get better with.
Right, right. Is there anything you want to give as a tease before we go to our commercial break about Lieutenant Colonel?
Well, you tease what the Lieutenant Colonel part, you tease that, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And the shy part you did, because, yeah, his big thing too, I remember that, it was like, well, I hope that I do a good job, because, yeah, he definitely was a little bit nervous. But like I told him too, I'm like, listen, you're a great salesperson and you got us both here, because when you first talked about this show, I'm like, we'll try it, Gina, but I don't know. We'll see how this turns out.
Well, before commercial break, I'm going to tell you that we talked about the PI and attention to detail. I will tell you, wait to hear what his background is, and he has zero attention to detail. Okay, you are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. All right, welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki, and we have here one of the most special people in my whole life that we're going to be hearing from, Lieutenant Colonel John Noel. John, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Gina, and thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for doing it. You should have saw, I wish everyone could have seen John's face when we were in California several weeks ago, and I asked him if he would do this with me as one of the most impactful people in my entire life. And I always joke I'm 60, because I can't believe I'm 60. I don't even know how that happened. So I want, you know, Ross, you certainly have heard me talk about John Noel many times, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And by the way, because I was standing there when you were talking to him in California, John, you didn't give like a real clear, it wasn't a real like, absolutely.
No, this is very new to me. And I'm very unsure about my commitment here.
You're out of your comfort zone. Well, you know, I'm going to just give a little bit where John Noel, I met him 11 and a half years ago. He was the general manager at the time of Pella, Nebraska, Omaha, and Lincoln. And he went on to become a principal and own two locations in Kansas. John Noel, Lieutenant Colonel, what I want the listeners to hear first before we get into Pella is a little bit about your background from your crazy college and up to becoming a Lieutenant Colonel.
Well, I'll do my best. I am the fourth of six children, went K through 16 in Lincoln, Nebraska. After a very auspicious career in college that took longer than it should have, I joined the United States Marine Corps with an air contract.
Why should you be any different and get done in the normal amount of time, Lieutenant Colonel? Right?
Well, I was pretty distracted at the time and not sure what I really wanted to do, not sure where my skills lied.
What's one distraction? Give one of the distractions.
Gina, that's a loaded question. That's hard to
do. Okay, we're going to pass. Keep going. Keep going.
I joined the Marine Corps in 1988 with an air contract, meaning that as long as I survived training, they would give me a seat in flight school. The Marine Corps is in the Department of the Navy, so we go through flight school as naval aviators, candidates, and so we train alongside our Navy officer brothers. A lot of them come from the Naval Academy and other university and college campuses across the United States.
Wait, I have a question. You're making me have a question. Ross, when you hear what he's saying, okay, were you someone that, like, you've been getting on an airplane since you're little and want to jump out of a plane and do crazy things? And, like, Ross.
You mean how did he get there?
How in the world would you decide that's what you want to be when you grow up?
I had a college friend who was an engineering student, and he was 1 year ahead of me. And he took this path 1 year forward of me, and I was super intrigued with what he was doing. And I was pretty rudderless in college, didn't know what I really wanted to do, but that challenge sounded like, wow, that's really neat. How do you do that? I always assumed that it was unavailable to me because I didn't have a math-backed degree, engineering, STEM classes, that sort of thing. The Marine Corps provides an avenue for regular Joes like myself to get into the cockpit. Should you pass all of the bailiwicks. So I tested in physical, mental, and, of course, psychological testing to make sure you're stable enough to be there.
Well,
I followed his lead.
John, we got it. Ross, this cracks me up because we both know it. So, Lieutenant Colonel, we've done a show on the predictive index assessment. We've talked about how important that is and how accurate it is. And where you have the D, which is your attention to detail or lack of attention to detail.
Yes,
and
correct.
We've talked about the flyaway D. Ross, mm-hmm. Talk about a flyaway D for a second.
Those tend to be the people that need a little extra because they don't like that. They don't like the level of detail needed of someone that has high detail, right? They have lists. They like to follow all those different lists. They like to be very, very organized. If you are to the other side of that, you generally don't like that structure, right? You like the freedom of change, everything to be in, coming at you at different,
you're
higher
a risk
pace,
risk-taker. You will leave, like we had a rep who lived in Memphis and was top of his game at a Mercedes dealership, literally left in 48 hours to come move to Wisconsin. Risk taker. Leaves his position at the Mercedes dealership here to come work for us. Just leaves. Risk taker. Would you call Lieutenant Colonel a risk taker?
Since he was a pilot for so many years, absolutely.
Yeah, we just had to jump in with that because lack attention to detail does not mean you can't do what you did.
Correct. And when I first took the PI test, I have experience with that as well. Gina knows. The gentleman who was reading my PI to me, after watching my peers showing these great CEO curves and all this, and I'm sitting in the room with my direct reports and my bosses, I felt fairly indicted by my PI. And I'm like, what? And what am I going to do with this? And this guy says, well, this guy is a risk taker. And I said, well, then how do I do what I do? And he says, well, you've learned by your experience in the cockpit, you've forced yourself to learn how to be detail oriented and make sure you do it. And I, in a cockpit, you do that with checklists and you make sure that you have planned the plan and then you fly the plan. And so I've been able to rely on all that flight training to be a valuable supplement to a very forward-thinking and fast-moving environment. It can be rather challenging to work for me because I can make decisions very quickly, and that can be very unnerving to someone with a very high D and a lot more patience. They'll see me as just a free radical. The cannon is loose in the bowels of the ship.
And, what we're going to do, that's exactly you. We are going to take a commercial break, and we are going to come back with the lieutenant. He ultimately became a lieutenant colonel, and we are going to come back, and we're going to talk about how did he, you know, in a few minutes, how did he get into the window business and become my mentor? So thank you. We will be right back. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back. We're listening to What's the Difference. I'm back with Ross and, of course, Lieutenant Colonel John Noel. And I know, Ross, you want to say something.
Oh, yeah. I've got my list here. I've got all of these good notes for it. And, John, I don't know if you knew this about me. I used to be a pilot back when I was in college, too. You know what we used to say about Harriet pilots? So they're a little bit goofy because they're the only pilot that flies backwards, right?
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I say I'm a survivor. So I have the same number of takeoffs and landings, and I brought every plane back in one piece. So those are good things.
Well, yeah, you know what numbers. I just thought of, though? Mm-hmm. Well, hang on a second, both of you. So John Noel is one of the most faithful humans I know on earth. Prays the rosary every single day. And I am sitting that I didn't think about this till Ross just said this. Ross and I were on a plane ride back, Noel, from one of our Pella experiences. And literally the flight attendant said within 2 minutes, this is going to be probably the bumpiest, rockiest road or flight any of you have ever had. We don't even know if we're going to make it to O'Hare. Out come what?
Your rosaries and the Bible.
And the Bible. I am praying like no one's business on this flight. Okay, I just can't even believe that was said. Carry on. Go on. I just had to say that.
Well, yeah, and that was our first flight together many years ago. And I realized, yeah, there's true fear. Well, I did. I had a question. It's probably for both of you because I think it's important too. Is when, okay, so John, you know, you became Gina's mentor, but at the end of the day, you always learn something both directions, right? You learn something from the person that's mentoring, helping, coaching, guiding you, but in the other way around, when you're the mentor, you learn something from the person you're trying to help. That is my question, and one that I wrote down too is, and I'll start with you, Gina. What is the most important thing that you learned from John? That's your takeaway.
Easy answer. I had a bar. If you're thinking of a scale of 1 to 10, I thought my bar of expectation was at an 8. And I always set high expectations for everybody and especially myself. Until I met John Noel, I realized my bar for my Pella team was about a 3. I met somebody who had such a high bar, and then I had to understand what that looked like and how to attain and get to where John Noel's bar was, a true 8.
That's fair. Yeah. Always striving to get better and better for your team, not just yourself.
Yep. Yes.
How about you, John? What was one of the things that you learned from Gina from all the years you've worked with her?
Well, what I most enjoyed working with Gina was her collaborative nature and her energy, which made it so enjoyable to work with and fit so well into my experience in the Marine Corps and being on attack missions where the whole package works very closely together. And we were very comfortable bouncing ideas back and forth off one another. It was very collaborative and sharing. And then I always felt like I came away from those discussions with Gina. She filled all these voids that I thought I had, I knew I had, coming into a business world after wearing the green suit for 20 years. It's important to note, though, I am Lieutenant Colonel Noel, retired, United States Marine Corps retired.
Yes.
So I am retired for a long time now. But Gina's breadth of knowledge, energy, she taught me it was okay to be highly energetic at work, very positive at work. Those are very key factors to be an effective leader. And I learned that from Gina.
Those are good ones, yeah. I think those are good points and valid things to take away and learn. I would agree with everything John just said.
So when everyone's telling me to tone it down, I don't have to listen anymore.
Well, I don't think that's what he said. No, he didn't say that at all. That was not what he said.
Greg, what did you hear?
I think you misinterpreted.
Okay, I'm squishing my readers on here. I just want to ask you, and we only have a minute, but, you know, we have setbacks in our business. We have goals, John, that our principals, and now you are a principal, set for all of us, and you have ups and downs with the economy. You have, you know, people, our average job size is $30,000. We're not selling, you know, a Nike shirt for $100. Can you just quickly tell us, how did you get through some of the setbacks when goals were given to you and you might not have met them?
There's a little story of the branch that I bought down in Kansas, in that it was really unifying a team around a vision and communicating that vision and trusting the process that through the setback, the company that I bought was nothing like the one that I had just come from and been the general manager of, which was running very effectively. In Kansas, they had their own methods, and they were a bunch of very effective lone wolves. And so to create a team out of these individuals and just to watch them thrive, that's what I really loved about the work, is that we were all building a vision, striving towards that. When setbacks come, then the best ideas come from the ground up. So enabling those folks to be able to come into my office and say, boss, this is where we need to go, and getting behind them and watching their enthusiasm grow. And the problems become the fuel that gets me to go in the morning.
That's perfectly said. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from our setbacks. And when you look at them the right way, they actually become fuel. That is a perfect breaking point for our next commercial. We will be right back with Lieutenant Colonel John Noel. Okay, welcome back to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki, and of course our retired Lieutenant Colonel John Noel. And I know, Ross, you had a question for him. He wanted to wrap up with something.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, I think it's a good one, too, because we wanted to know, right, just like we all have good people, right, that help us make us better, mentors and all people around us. And I think that's something we had asked before, Sean Murphy, and I think it's a question I'd like to ask you as well, John, is, you know, who is a leader that you've had in your past that's helped you as well?
Wow, this is a softball question, because I think of this gentleman all the time, and it's my first commanding officer in the Fleet Marine Force. And what really sticks with me about this General Buland, I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning his name, we had very, very high standards, and he held those very high standards, probably what I communicated to Gina. But what he also was understanding that it's not a perfect journey to achieve those high standards. And I was a young lieutenant, and I made every mistake in the book. I just made those mistakes quicker than others. And he was always encouraging without lowering the bar. And that has stuck with me, and I've brought that into every phase of my work since the Marine Corps.
I will say, if the great general's listening, I have made it, and I will graduate to an hour-long show for sure if that great general is listening to this. We cannot begin to thank you enough for being part of our show. It means the world to both of us, John.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And next week, we are going to talk about social media and how you can utilize social media in your business and not be afraid of it. Thank you for listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, Ross Sabaki on WTMJ.com. And don't forget, you can download that podcast.